in both parties and fight for President Trump's America First agenda.
As your congressman, I will answer to God and the people of North Carolina. I'm Fred Von Cannon, and I approve this message.
When it's time to replace or repair your garage door, you can't just let anyone have access to your home.
Today is a WREL weather alert day, and for good reason.
You can actually hear the heavy rainfall that continues to batter the WREL storm tracker.
The wind has continued to pick up, and the wind is blowing sideways.
We're in pitch black conditions. Just overwhelming to see all of these indications of warnings across our area, but we have you covered.
And so you just need to keep it here on WREL.
Right now at 7, taking a live look at the conditions in parts of our area as powerful storms move through.
Oh boy, the strong line at this point has arrived in our eastern counties. That's where it is now. We're talking heavy rain and damaging winds, and the power outages are increasing and fast. Thanks for joining us here at 7. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. This system has already claimed one life in our state. The worst is not over yet in our area.
We do have team coverage, of course, on these conditions. We're going to begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell. She's in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Kat, this continues to be a serious situation for a lot of folks.
Yes, it certainly does. We're dealing with flooding risks, severe weather risks as well, and we have a flash flood warning in effect for Raleigh and much of the Triangle until about 9 o'clock, extending up to the Northeast. So be careful if you're going to be on the roads. Meteorologist Mike Mays has a closer look at the latest radar updates. And luckily, we had that tornado warning just expire, Mike.
Yes, and the polygon just disappeared from my map. Aaron Thomas is in the WREL Storm Tracker. He's in that vicinity right now. And all the warnings that we had over Wake County have now pushed off toward the east. So you can see right along the I-95 corridor from Northampton County through Halifax County, Edgecombe County, Nash County, Wilson County, Wayne County, and Point South. There are warnings in effect with the potential for winds up to 60 miles per hour. This line is moving rapidly to the east between 50 and 55 miles per hour, and the rain is heavy. And I have a new information at 6:55. Fire reported. There's a tree down at Neuse River Parkway and Highway 42 in Johnston County, blocking the roadway there in Johnston County. And we have more reports of damage coming in. I understand over in Tramway in Lee County, trees are down, power lines are down on a house. So we're getting these storm reports coming in slowly but surely, and we're going to have more and more of them come through over the next few hours. So we're just now at the tip of the iceberg of the reports of damage coming in. I think there will be far more reports of damage as we go through the next few hours, and you can see the extent of the warnings that will continue at least through 7:45. And I think once we get to about 8 o'clock, we'll have the all clear. The rain's heavy, still raining over Wake County, but the worst of the weather has passed. And Kat, if we're going back to you, she's going to talk about the all clear across the area.
We can finally bring good news to some folks. Now, we have to clarify the all clear line that we've drawn here. It means the threat for winds over 60 miles per hour and tornadoes is over, but there will still be some heavy rain and some gusty winds tonight. But the all clear now includes all of the Triangle and all of Wake County. You are in the clear from the severe weather threat. Durham over to Vance County in the clear. Chatham County, Lee County, Harnett County, Cumberland County, Hope County, all clear from the severe weather threat. However, areas east of this line, not quite in the clear yet. And that includes Nash County, Edgecombe County, Wilson, Wayne, Sampson counties, just to name a few. But as Mike said, we've got about an hour to go. A tornado watch in effect at 9 o'clock, but we do expect that they'll trim that back early as they have been doing for counties to our west. The tornado watch should be dropped here pretty soon for Wake County, Harnett County, Cumberland County as well. Futurecast continues to show this line of storms moving to the east over the next hour. By 8 o'clock, we still have rain, but the main line of storms will be east of our viewing area here, closing in on Greenville and the North Carolina coast. 9 o'clock, we expect the threat to be long gone, and we will still have some gusty winds tonight. Even the mountains should see some snow flurries left behind by this system. We have another threat for severe weather later this week, and I'll have more on that coming up.
All right, Kat, sounds good. And I think Kat made a great point there about the all clear line. Just because the severe weather has passed, if you're headed out and about, or you know people who are, it can still be dangerous on the roads. We still have a lot of flooding in certain areas, ponding on the roadways, that sort of thing.
And pockets of areas are without power. Right? Right. We just recently heard from Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy. Let's check in with Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center.
So we are seeing the flooding conditions really escalate across Raleigh proper, getting several videos in. We'll show you that in just a moment. So keep an eye out for that. If you are dealing with power outages, know somebody that is without power. Right now in Wake County, now this is the highest number we've seen all night. About 2,000 customers without power. Out towards Durham, about 10,000 customers in the dark. Both of those counties have increased in the past 30 minutes. I want to talk about the airport delays and cancellations. Highlighted here in blue, the number of delays out at RDU, 130, and increasing the number of cancellations is at 16. This video is sent in from one of our employees out. This is in Mission Valley. This is right next door to the WREL headquarters here off of Western Boulevard. Take a look at this flooded car. Police put some yellow tape around there to notify folks in that area not to drive through that. This is a parking lot, again, right next to WREL here across the street from NC State's campus. So just a heads up if you're headed out this evening, we are seeing flooding conditions being a real issue for drivers, even though much of the storm is slowly getting out of here. Up and down the East Coast, New York, D.C., Charlotte, Atlanta, and Raleigh, of course, right in the thick of things still dealing with the delays and cancellations. It will be at least late this evening and into tomorrow before the airlines can get things back online. And then we look to later in the week for more storms headed our way. Back to you.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. Aaron Thomas is also out on the roads. Mm-hmm. Man, how about the parking lot we just saw? So there are conditions out there that are still in a tough situation. How's it look out on the road, Aaron?
Hey there, Dan. So we're currently on Highway 42 eastbound in Clayton. We just passed through Flowers Plantation. It's actually getting very busy as we approach this storm that's approaching us eastbound. I want us to pull up the radar because I want our viewers to see the intensity of the storm, where it falls, and where our team of meteorologists, the area that they're monitoring, as well as the current road conditions. So since we've been in Johnston County, this is what I'm hearing from viewers so far. Well, of course, we're dealing with ponding on the roads. I've seen whipping winds, many of the flagpoles. A lot of those winds are whipping around. It's causing them to whip around due to the high speeds. I've also heard of people who have dealt with their lights flickering in their businesses as well as homes. But of course, looking around, we still do have power on, which is good. We also have a report of a tree down that was blocking the road near NC 42 eastbound. Of course, if people, as they continue to be out on the roads, people getting off of work, maybe getting dinner, I caught up with one driver who's actually headed in this direction of Johnson County. Here's how he's bracing for tonight's storm.
My main concerns are power outages. I don't want to go home to no power, but, you know, I don't want to see anybody having trees on their houses. You know, if it just ends up being a big wet mess, that would be perfect. I don't want to see anybody damaged or hurt.
Yeah, that would be good. We don't want anyone damaged or hurt. Safety first. Another live look here at NC 42 eastbound in Clayton, Johnson County. Every now and then we've encountered some ponding on the roads because there, you know, we have had heavy rainfall over the past few hours. Of course, we're going to keep our eyes through the roads, monitoring these conditions and checking out any storm damage. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Aaron, thank you. Today, many schools were closed. A whole lot of extracurricular activities were closed as well. Tomorrow, some schools are going to be delayed. Cumberland, Moore, and Northampton counties all are delayed for 2 hours tomorrow.
Of course, Wake County schools, we know today, a lot of other schools, they released early because of the timing of these storms. And now we got some cleanup to worry about. And of course, all those communities are going to be playing a part in that. Chelsea Donovan in Wake County. Chelsea, you know, a lot of people still waiting to get the power turned back on. We know we've seen you a couple times tonight, and the conditions have varied each time we talk to you. What's the current state for you there in Wake County tonight?
We're standing our ground right now. The rain has subsided, which is good news, because if you've been sticking with continuing coverage here on WREL, you've seen we've been blown around with driving rain. Obviously, we're getting a little bit of reprieve, but as you mentioned, there are thousands of people here in Wake County that are in the dark. We came here to Litchfield and Dixie Forest probably about 5:30, and that's when the power went out. We were watching as Duke Energy crews were lined up here in the Sheets parking lot. It was too dangerous to get up in that bucket truck and work on the line. So if you watched here just a few minutes ago, we interviewed Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks live, and he mentioned that there are now about 25,000 people alone in Wake County without power, and they're just now being able to go and assess some of this damage and work on the lines because obviously the wind and the rain was too dangerous for these linemen to be up. But of course, No power lights, no traffic lights here along the roadway. This is Litchford here in North Raleigh. We've seen a number of ambulance and fire trucks heading out to scenes, and I can only imagine a lot of folks, you know, could get a little messy with the fact that there are no traffic lights. So, of course, heed that warning we've been telling you all evening. Stay off the roads. But, of course, like so many other places in Wake County, in the dark here in North Raleigh. And, of course, we'll continue to monitor this situation, bring you live updates.
All right, Chelsea, thank you. What Chelsea was talking about, finally, the wind sort of subsiding in Raleigh and parts of the Triangle, the western parts. Now they can all get the right. Workers for Duke Energy can get up into those buckets and start to work on that power.
The crews had to wait for the storm to do what it does, and now they can get a chance to see who needs what and get the power turned back onto a lot of neighbors. A moment ago, we talked to Mark Boyle. We showed you the image of that vehicle in the parking lot in Mission Valley, which is really just
very
right outside the door here
us.
At WREL. Willie Danley is there now with a closer look.
Well, Dan, take a look at this parking lot. I just stepped over there and the water literally came above my ankles. Take a look at that car that is stuck here in this parking lot at the Mission Valley Plaza. We don't know how this car got there, but we do know that there is no one inside. Like I said, this water is very high up here. They have some of the tape marking off, telling drivers not to come into this parking lot. Since we've come here, we've seen numerous drivers attempt to drive down here, but as soon as they see this car stalled out in this water, they immediately turn around. There is no one in this parking lot right now, so we're not sure whose car it is or how it ended up there in the first place, but we're going to continue to follow this and keep you updated with what we're seeing out here on the streets. Back to you.
Willie, thank you.
That video is just incredible.
Well, it's a reminder, too, that, you know, sometimes we always say, turn around, don't drown, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how deep the water is going to be. You might think you know, but it's very easy to get your vehicle stuck in a situation like that. So, Willie, thank you.
There were a lot of concerns a couple of hours ago about what was going on in northern Durham County. We're going to check in with Monica Casey after the break, live in Durham. We'll be right back.
Live image of Goldsboro. It looks like the wind shaking the camera a bit there. Again, as we watch these storms move through, Kat was showing that line earlier as to whether or not you are still at risk for severe weather. I know that's past many of you in our viewing area now, but still weather out there to consider as we continue into this evening.
A car was in a ditch in Durham. Officials have now moved that car off of Hillendale Road.
WRL's Monica Casey is at that scene live. Monica, what else are you seeing out there?
Yeah, Dan, Ashley, we are just north of downtown Durham. As you mentioned, this is Hillendale Road with Pine Tree Court over here behind me. A tow truck has now arrived on scene to try to get that car out of the ditch. When we got here around 6:30, that car was turned a little bit more as if it was directly facing us, and it was almost halfway underwater. In about 20 minutes, we saw the water recede so much we could actually then see both headlights. They've now pulled the car up a little bit on the bank there. We are still working to learn about the condition of the driver and any passengers in that car, but we did see a couple of people get in a Durham police car and then be picked up by another car. We don't know their relation to the people in the car, if those were the people in the car. Durham Fire was also on scene here, so we are reaching out to both them and Durham Police to try to get answers about how those people in the car were doing. This road is now mostly reopened, but there still is quite a bit of ponding here on the edge. A lot of people really coming flying down this road, and you still want to be careful since this is still a scene here with people working, trying to get this car out of there.
Let's hope everybody's okay.
Yeah.
I hate to see that. Monica Casey, live for us in Durham. Thank you, Monica. So WRL has been keeping an eye on the aftermath of this storm damage west of here in Catawba County.
Hey, that's where at least one person died and two others were critically injured. Let's bring in WRL's Chris Lovingood now. Chris, you spoke with someone who witnessed those strong storms, possibly even a tornado, when they moved through that area.
I mean, that was hours after the confirmed death and those critical injuries, Ashley and Dan. But we're seeing these close-up images of the aftermath. I mean, look right there at this building. The roof ripped right off. These are photos from Alicia Henson in Claremont. She says these were taken in a mobile home community where she witnessed, as you can see, again, roofs ripped from their homes, debris scattered everywhere, and other extensive damage that will need cleanup. She lives about 22 minutes away from there, but she immediately jumped in her truck with her husband to make sure people were okay. And that's because she's a CNA and has clients there.
I was just ready to get over there. And I felt like I couldn't get there fast enough. I seen people taking tarps and covering up roofs and windows. I seen the home where someone was didn't make it, didn't survive.
Alicia Henson also shared this video with me showing what the roads to Claremont looked like in Catawba County. She says her husband had to get out and help people remove some of the trees just so they could get through. I did also ask Henson how she knows the home is where someone died that she mentioned before. And she says she was there when first responders found that victim.
Just so horrible. Sad. Yeah, absolutely. Chris, thank you so much.
And here's a live look from Fayetteville. It's still raining out there. It looks like the worst in Fayetteville is over as this storm continues to push into our eastern counties. We want to give you another heads up about school delays for tomorrow. Moore and Northampton County schools both delayed for 2 hours tomorrow. Other school districts are still considering their options. We will update you as soon as we get that information.
In the meantime, WREL's Eric Miller has been keeping an eye on the school changes and some of the challenges they have faced all day today. He joins us live with the latest as we know it, Eric.
Yeah, Dan, absolutely. We're standing here in the Briar Creek area along Leesville Road. Certainly over the last 3 hours while we've been here, we've seen plenty of reasons that schools have gone with these delays or gone with these virtual days, as has been the case for some districts. Just up the road here, we had a tree come down on power lines. That knocked out power for about 3,000 people. Crews since able to clear that up. We have seen torrential rain, strong winds, all of these factors weighing into the decision tonight for administrators across the region deciding whether or not more delays are needed tomorrow.
For Elisa Marcheski, it's an errand she doesn't mind running, getting in and out of the carpool lane before the worst of the severe weather hits.
It makes sense. I want what's best for my kids, and if it means that I have to work my schedule around, I know it's hard for a lot of families to be flexible, but I certainly want them to be safe.
Marcheski's kids attend Wiley Elementary in Raleigh. That school, like hundreds of others across the state, dismissed hours early in the face of severe weather. This Raleigh mom, happy to have the short day instead of a virtual day.
We were prepared. I would certainly be all for a virtual learning day, but we haven't discussed that yet this year.
Districts across the state weighed whether to dismiss early or go virtual Monday and Tuesday. Most in our area, including Wake and Durham County schools, chose to dismiss early. In a statement, DPS explained their decision, writing, "The call regarding a school day modification would depend upon the type of weather. Ice, snow, and wind, for example, may result in electrical outages, which could preclude virtual learning."
Well, first, I'm happy that they did not just cancel, like back in August.
Mom Brittany Johnson says it was a good call, getting kids home before the worst of the weather hits.
Yeah, and of course, so many districts, so many parents keeping a very close eye on this weather this evening and on the damage that is still popping up across the region. Of course, as Ashley said a couple of minutes ago, we're going to be keeping a close eye on that as well, bringing you those details here as well as online. Dan?
All right, Eric Miller.